on these duties. Well, it may be that. But somehow other I find I have found that they contribute very little, extremely little, or hardly anything to the development, social and economic development of these people.
Is it partly because of their urban background and lack of agricultural
training? Yes, but then the colonization of the heaven and agricultural training, you know, they are people who have passed out of these farm schools. Well, the DLO works from office, no? From the Kachari. He works at the Kachari. And when there is some problem or division day or something like that, he'll come to the colony, that's all. And these developed and settled colonies, their visits are very infrequent. They'll be visiting areas where settlement work goes on.
In your experience, do you think that these allottees devote much attention to the land? And have they had husbandry improved?
In the case of some people, mm-hmm. Oh yes, you find quite well-developed allotments somewhere, Kalva I found.
And if I do take credit to say that now in the 60s, the cultivation is far more intensive than say the 30s,
I don't think, you know, now the biggest problem that I encountered in colonization schemes is that this is a thing which this, none of these government officials agree, that the yields are progressively going down. Paddy yields are progressively going down. You know, at the start, this they got bumper harvest because they cultivated virgin land. Then, because of the fact that they are not adopting modern methods of paddy cultivation, the yields are going down. You ask any cultivator in a colonization scheme, he'll say whether your yields have increased, decreased, or remain the same, he'll say they are decreasing, they are going down. In the case of the majority, the yields are going down. That is because of the fact that poor seed, transplanting not done, or where it is done, it's done just a small extent. This inadequate use of fertilizer, because fertilizer is available, but then just applying fertilizer is useless, no? Because in the case of some people, application of fertilizer has resulted in decreased yield. Because the correct amount and at the correct time it should be applied. And for that, there should be soil surveys for fertilizer response. Now that has not been done. They have done on a generalized scale and you find some maps published.
But it should be on a particular location?
Yes, yes, yes. By the area they must do. They must do surveys of fertilizer response by the area. It is only after that application of fertilizer is taken place.
And what about transplanting? Not much is that.
Transplanting in colonization schemes is confined almost entirely to Maha. And that also not on the full extent. Say quarter acre, half acre, that's all.
Right. Labor.
Lack of trained labor. Because everyone needs...
All the don't cultivators consider it infra-dig to transplant.
No.
Back to the women.
No, men transplant. Men, children transplant. But their problem is that they don't have sufficient labor to transplant the full extent, 5 or 3 acres.
Regarding this eviction of people, jumping back to that, some of the officers said that they don't like evict because of humanitarian reasons. And if they had an intermediary form of punishment like a fine, then they might move against under. But somehow I doubt it, given the political fact. I mean, even fines would be unpopular, wouldn't they?
Yes, fines will be unpopular.
And you can't collect it.
You can't collect it because you can't collect the tax, no? The Mahabaddha and the Diyabaddha, the irrigation tax and the land tax. They can't collect it. So how can they collect the fine? Very few pay and they are in arrears. Now if you go through the administration report, you find by the district how much they are in arrears. They can't collect it. So they are not doing anything. Now one of the recommendations of this World Bank team who came recently has been that there is such a lot of waste of irrigation water. The only way to overcome this problem is to charge even a small amount of water. Now that is one of their recommendations.
Usually a collection is very difficult.
That will be a big problem.
Now, taking sort of another aspect of the eviction or even collection of fines. Now, I have heard of cases where, say, a squatter was having a small battle with a lucky. Both sides petitioned the minister, or the minister. And both sides, the ministry sort of supported both sides. Though really their claims were directly concerned. And put the thing onto the land officer. So the land officer had to take the decision. and he said, but let's say the one night officer who put both these orders from the ministry to decide in one hour, and he said, send it back, and said, second division. And he never got an answer. So this shows the lack of administrative courage and sensitivity.
Yes, that is quite true.
I don't think
but that is tied up with politics. Once again, it's tied up with politics. Because the ministry can't take any action because the MP will bring pressure. And particularly if it is a government MP. I suppose if it is an opposition MP, they will act.
Mm.
Invariably, they will act. If it is a government MP, this
but even if it's an opposition MP, if the government acts, the government will become one. And the opposition MP will take the side of
make capital out of this. Mm.
I'm keeping you from your...
Yes,
11:15, what's the time? 11:15. Now, well, I got... I think I covered the field.
You have covered what you want. Otherwise, I'm here in the
afternoon. No, I was up till 12 last night. I had a free until the rest.
With whom?
No, this is for Hulu Gala and it's a commission. I got quite a lot of
money. Why, you are permanent secretary, no?
And, but I question him on other aspects. This is some other thing I'm doing. And in lieu of memoirs, people don't write it. So to preserve their experiences, I'm just putting it as a record. Eventually, it will be of some use to the historian, though. I mean, like a memoir, I mean, it's not precise. It became the attempt.